How about those Brewers? They fall yesterday. They continue to roll. They are a very good baseball team. It's really fun to watch them. And equally as fun is listening to our guy, Lane Grindle, when he's calling the game.
Oh,
Lane,
yes.
Isn't he the best? Thank you so much for being with us, Lane.
You are too kind. Thank you. Love being with you.
Hey, let's talk about this team just a little bit. So they win 2 of 3 against the Cardinals. It's always a bummer when you lose the last one because it's like we lost. But they won the series, Lane. How do you feel about this team? They're nicked up a little bit now. Quintana, we're not sure about. How are you feeling about things as we head into the home stretch?
Hard not to feel great about things, to be honest with you. I mean, they still have a commanding lead in the Central. Cubs will play tonight in Pittsburgh, so we'll see if they enter tomorrow with a 5-game lead or a 6-game lead. But it is a very, very small runway for the Cubs to try to catch the Brewers at this point. So feel great about things in the Central. You win the Central, you're going to have one of the top 2 seeds probably at the very least in the postseason, which means you have the bye, which means you have home field advantage. And if you can get the 1 seed and you're still right now in the driver's seat for that too, with a 2-game lead over the Phillies and the tiebreaker, well, then you have home field advantage all the way through. And that also probably means you have home field advantage even through the World Series if you were fortunate enough to get there. So love where the Brewers are at. I think they're playing good baseball. I think you saw a lot of that kind of grinder offense that we've seen so much of this year really play a big part in that series over the weekend against St. Louis. And that win Saturday night, that was one of the games of the year, in my opinion. We've had a lot of them, so I don't know. It's like picking your favorite kid. You can't. But that one's on the list for sure.
I don't know why the Cardinals always irritate me. I don't know why.
Me too.
I was sitting behind home plate. It's very, very competitive. So we're hosting the Angels tomorrow. How does that look? Who's going to be pitching?
Well, the Angels are certainly a team that has had some ups and downs this year. Honestly, they got off to a little better start than I think people anticipated. There weren't big expectations for the Angels, but you know, they got Mike Trout back, and there is some talent still within the Angels organization. But then they kind of fell off a cliff a little bit in May again, and then they started to play a little better in this summer, and people were like, well, maybe they're kind of on the peripheral of the AL wild card. They're not anymore. They're not going to factor into that race. So it's a team in a different place than where the Brewers are now. You know, when you look at the Brewers are in, hey, let's get ourselves right for the postseason. The Angels are in the, where are we going the first week of October on vacation mode, frankly. They're looking at the end of the season at this point. So that's different. We're going to see one of their big prospects pitch tomorrow night. Usually with a big prospect, it's a little hit or miss. We saw that with Bubba Chandler, who's a big-time prospect for the Pirates, and he pitched beautifully in his last start. But when he made his first start against the Brewers 2 weeks ago in Pittsburgh, that didn't go very well. The Brewers got after him in a big, big way. So really more like a week plus ago. But so, you know, it's always hard to tell. Brewers are going to have kind of what could be their postseason rotation going in this series with Freddie and Woody and Quinn Priester. So I feel like the Brewers are in a good position to get some wins here in this week and just keep making things harder on everybody else that's chasing them.
Lane, I want to play something for you and ask you about it. This was, I thought, pretty cool. This is Brewers manager Pat Murphy reading a letter that he penned, really capturing Bob Uecker's voice about how Uecker would likely feel about this team. It was in the locker room. It was cool to get a view of the locker room in this emotional moment. Listen to this little clip here. This is Murph.
Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. But you got all the sticky you need to have up here.
I want to ask you about that. I thought that was really, really cool that Murphy went ahead and did that. It's hard for me to wrap my head around, and I know Uecker. I knew Uecker. You knew Uecker. But the connection this team has to Bob Uecker, so much older than any of these players, a lot older than Uke, older than you, Lane, that connection that continues to exist. I mean, here they clinch the playoff, and this is what happens. How do you explain that connection?
It's hard to explain. I was blessed to be around it a lot, and to call Uke one of my very, very dear friends, and I loved him, and I think about him every day when I come to the ballpark, and probably will for the rest of my professional time when I walk into the ballpark. I'm always going to think of Uke. I mean, that's the kind of impact he had on me and so countless others, you know, that could say the same thing. But what he did in that clubhouse probably will never truly be understood or 100% comprehended and appreciated outside of those walls. Even for me, who was lucky enough to be in there and see it, but wasn't really in it in the same way he was and the way those players are in it together in this grind of a season. One of the things we talk about so frequently with the Brewers and this era, 7 postseasons in 8 years, and really in the last 9 years, they've been right there in postseason position. One of the constant themes has been a great clubhouse of camaraderie, of guys pulling in the same direction, guys that enjoy showing up to work and being next to each other and playing with each other as teammates. That is one of those things in a sport where we measure everything. We measure your sprint speed on a fly ball in the outfield, but we can't measure that, but it's there and it's real. The intangible part of this game and that clubhouse chemistry, Uke was such a big part of it. I mean, he was a huge part of it. So even though Uke is gone and we all miss him terribly, he is a big part of this team, not just in tribute, but in real effect because of the example he set and the friendships he had with guys like Christian Yelich and Freddie Peralta and Brandon Woodruff and the people on this coaching staff. He was a big part of what made everybody come together and pull in that same direction. And that is still a real thing today. And I think it's in a big way to honor him because everybody respected him so much and loved him so dearly. And we miss him. And that was a way of kind of putting him in the middle of that celebration for Murph. And I think the guys were certainly thinking about Uke too, because he's been such a big part of those celebrations over the last 8 years. And we certainly are so grateful for our time with him.
He is Brewers broadcaster Lane Grindle. Lane, that is so well put. We appreciate
Very
you so
beautiful.
Much. Thank you so much, Lane.
You bet. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
444.